Mr. Davis, once again, would you state your full name and your ABC number for the record?
Elliot Davis, 277462.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Davis, you appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Diplomacy for your revocation hearing. Regarding the one allegation on your warrant, and based upon information that we have, you was notified of this hearing back on August the 1st of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, I do.
And on there stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this morning, sir?
Yes.
And as you can see, there are three board members participating in your hearing today. They are, to my left, your right, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. On the other side of me would be the Honorable Mr. Louis Kawanis. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your lead this morning, sir. We also have a room with us today, gentlemen, that you should be able to see now, and that is Mr. Turner. Honorable Mr. Turner, you represent the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer of the day. Mr. Davis and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to help you guard or do you so affirm? Mr. Turner?
Yes.
I
do.
Thank you, both of you. As I indicated, Mr. Davis, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read this allegation. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? And it reads that you have violation of the condition of supervision number 2 is demonstrated by your failure to report in for a face-to-face and maintain contact with your assigned parole officer after being discharged from your pool residence at 1344 South Mesa Drive, Mesa, Arizona, on or about May 22, 2018. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus she was in a surrender from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Davis. And based upon the admission of Mr. Davis, I move to find that he violated the terms of the supervision, that he was the delinquent that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Kawanis, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Now, sir, we are preparing to go into phase 2 of your hearing, which is a very important phase. The board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision, sir. We begin this by asking you to remain quiet, and we're going to get some background information on you, then we're going to come back and talk with you, sir. So if you remain quiet at this time, Mr. Turner, would you give us some background information, sir?
Mr. Davis was released from ADC custody on 5/21/2018. And arrested on 7/4/2018 by Phoenix PD on misdemeanor shoplifting charges. Returned back to ADC custody on 7/9/2018, with an adjusted CSED of 5/31/2019 with 43 abscond days. Current conviction, 2011, narcotic drug violation, 5 years. Prior conviction, 2011, escape second degree, 1 year, 3 months. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-2. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. There's no STG information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2013, TR. Release absconded for 12 days and administratively revoked. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrest, 1984, burglary, Illinois, felony conviction, state prison. 1998, domestic violence, Indiana, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2000, dangerous drug violation, Indiana, felony conviction, probation. Has a GV score of G1, V2. Status of charges, he pled guilty to shoplifting and was sentenced to 1 day in jail.
Okay, so I assume he completed that sentence. He didn't have a 1 day in jail. Okay. You must have played quite effective, sir, to just get 1 day. Okay. Mr. Davis, based on information that we have that's been presented to the board in the case supervision summary, we take note that when you were released, you were to go to Changes, Sober Living in Mesa, Arizona, and then you didn't remain there all while you were out. When did you leave there, sir? Why did you leave Changes, sir?
They asked me to leave.
Why would they do something like that?
Couldn't get hit like that. I had a verbal altercation with one of their staff members and they asked me to leave.
Oh, okay. And while you were out, did you have any employment at all, sir?
No.
No job, okay. And I take note that you're supposed to have some random UAs, and I guess you had no UAs while you were out. Am I correct, sir? A number collected.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's the information that we show in terms of your case supervision summary. So I do take note that, one of the charges that you had, or maybe a couple of them, you dealt with drugs. Have you stopped using drugs, sir? Is that something that you still deal with, sir?
Yeah, that's something that I still deal with.
Well, what kind of drugs do you deal with now, sir? Or do you deal with any at this point in time, sir?
Opioids, crack cocaine, methamphetamines, oxycodone, whatever it is, I get high.
My goodness, sir. Any particular reason, I mean, this question may not make any sense to anybody, including myself. Any particular reason you'd like to get high, sir, or it's just, you just do it just for the sake of doing it?
I don't know. I just like to get high, I guess.
Okay. And what do you plan to do about your getting high, sir? Have you put together a plan at all so that you won't work to get high, sir?
Well, there's not much available for me. I mean, I don't know of any programs that I can get into to help me with that, so I don't know.
What about NA or AA or anything like that? You've never heard of any of those?
Yeah, AAA never helped me.
Oh, okay, so that means that you've been in those programs. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've been in AAA before.
Okay. Have you been in any residential program at all, sir, before?
You mean like living in?
Yes, sir, where you have to be there, for 6 months, a year, anything like that. You been in any of those type programs?
No.
No, okay. Well, maybe that's something you ought to think about in the future, sir, because a young man like yourself with a future before you, we want to see you being a productive citizen. We don't want to see you remaining on drugs and ending up being a part of the criminal justice system. So at this time, I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you at this time. I don't see any questions by other board members. I just have one other question. What exactly were you doing when the Phoenix police picked you up, sir?
I was shoplifting so I could eat. I was hungry.
Oh, okay. So you were shoplifting. Okay. Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate your honesty, sir. Okay. Any further questions by board members? Hearing none. Sir, we're coming to the end of your hearing, but we're going to give you an opportunity to make your final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its determination. So anything else you want to tell the board today, sir, without repeating yourself?
I need help with my drug issue. Can you help me with that?
I can't help you, sir, but as I said before, you said that NA and AA don't help, and secondly, you have to, sometimes you're going to have to find one of these programs that will work, but more importantly, you're going to have to do that on your own. So you got to get your mind straight and say, I'm not going to use drugs anymore. And if they slid back in, I think it was the 80s, and say no to the use of drugs. And you're going to have to make up your mind on that one, sir. But we want to see you out there without using drugs. But at this time, sir, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. It may sound like we're talking to you, but we're not. We're just talking among ourselves, the three of us. Once we complete our discussion, we will get back to you with the decision. So please stay on the phone and listen, and so that you can hear everything that we say. So I've enjoyed talking with Mr. Davis. He's someone who can articulate quite well. And I believe that he must be pretty persuasive since he got out one day for shoplifting. He still has that drug problem. And that's something that, as one board member, I think it's just something that he's going to have to really work on himself. Once he makes up his mind, he can do it. And I know he can do it. But he's going to have to make up his own mind and find a program that will work for him. Therefore, at this time, Inasmuch as he did abscond for 43 days, I'm just not in favor, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Hearing nothing from other board members at this time, therefore, I'm going to offer a motion to find that Mr. Davis violated terms and conditions of plea with the Link Court, and based upon the information containing warrant number 2018-W1636, as well as the fact that he abscended for some 43 days, as he also, although he had a reason for it, also while he was out, he was shoplifting. Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Corrani. So your community supervision has been revoked. However, you're going to be out on, what is that, May the 31st of next year. It may sound like a long time, but as my friend would say, it's not years, it's months. But sir, please put something together so that we will never see you in arms again. Good luck, sir, and please give the phone back to the CO3. Thank you so much for your participation, sir.